It's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Unlimited, and a happy holiday to everyone. This is such a special weekend, and it's such a special show because this really, from the time from Passover to Easter, is really the time of miracles. It's a time of healing. It's a time of resurrection. It's a time of light. And I can't think of a better guest than today's guest to be talking about the most amazing energy and the most amazing alignment of light and energy and the divine. Today we are talking with Tiffany Canna, who is an energy healer. She is a clairvoyant. She does brain regeneration, which is just astonishing, and she is a medical intuit. And she truly is one of the most gifted people on this planet, on this earth. I had the amazing opportunity last week to be invited to participate in a teleconference where she did a brain regeneration call. And I have never felt such a profound effect and profound shift so drastically and so quickly. She is amazing at what she does. She is a wealth of information. Her wisdom, her knowledge, and her gifts, she shares selflessly. And she is the most beautiful angelic being in light. She's just gorgeous to look at. And she embodies joy and happiness and effervescence and bliss and all of these things. So when we're talking about the tools and the techniques and the keys to living an unlimited life, I truly cannot think of a better guest to bring to you today. Tiffany's personal mission is to be a bringer of God's light. Can you imagine that? That's your personal mission, to be a bringer of God's light, love, and healing to the world. She helps people tap into their innate ability to heal themselves, their animals, their businesses, their homes, and all those that they love. And ever since Tiffany was a small child, she could see energy and she could heal. Do you know that her mission and her life purpose she knew when she was just a little girl? And she was telling me the other day that when she was only 8 years old, if you imagine where you were when you're 8 years old, when she was 8 years old, she knew she could heal people. And she had her very first client when she was just a small child. So it's amazing. And by the time she was 13, she was really a healing master, and people would come to her home and begin studying with her. She is a skilled medical intuitive, and she can also see past lives, people's destinies, and she can communicate with the angels, with spirit beings, and my favorite, she also communicates with animals. She is a master in so many fields. She studied Reiki, gemstone healing, massage, reflexology, meditation, and the Alexander technique. She knows EFT, Ho'oponopono, the Sedona method, NLP, and she is her shamanism and her formal degree, which I love, is in sports medicine. So she understands the body at its highest level in its human form and can then work on it from a spiritual level. She found pranic healing to be the most scientific and comprehensive and effective modality that offers repeatable results for really hard-to-treat cases. So she has, we talk about on Unlimited Life, all of the tools and all of the techniques and all of the keys and all of the secrets to help you lead an unlimited life. And she has all of these keys available to her at her in the embodiment of who she is. It is the most beautiful thing. And she uses these gifts to provide healing and readings for individuals and groups over the phone, which she's even going to do for us today. And I know that so many of her clients rave about how they feel lighter and more relaxed and peaceful and happy. And I can tell you personally from being on the call with her that the clarity and the intuition, I have never felt so alive in my body as when I was working with her. And so I am thrilled, I am honored, I am elated that on this very special, special holiday week that we have the most extraordinary of guests and that we are bringing to you today, Tiffany Canna. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Wow. Thank you. Wow, that was such a wonderful introduction of me.
Oh,
thank you.
Such a gift. You are such a magical gift. And it's such an honor and a pleasure. And it's funny because when you and I were trying to get our schedules together to have you on the show, And I know that you're so busy and I'm so busy. And we were like, no, yes, no, yes. And then we found today. And at the time that you and I spoke, I don't think that either of us realized it was Easter weekend and that it was part of the Passover holiday. And it's just that there, you are the gem. You are the perfect person to represent the resurrection energy, the healing energy, the energy of light and wisdom and trust and faith and goodness and mankind. And so it's just so beautiful and such a blessing to have you with us today. So,
thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really happy to share today with you.
Yes,
I love you.
I love you too. And so for those of you that are listening, I know that we have people all over the world listening, and so we're so thrilled that you were with us. And Tiffany, later on in the program today, is going to be offering us a group healing. And I can tell you from my personal experience, as I was saying at the top of the show, it's something you truly do not want to miss. So if you are driving, or if you are doing your laundry, or you're doing dishes, or you're in the middle of making love, or whatever you are doing right now, and you are listening to this call, we are happy that you are with us wherever you are. But if you would like to be part of the group healing that you may want in the next half hour or so, get yourself somewhere where you are grounded and can participate, because it's truly something that's a magical gift that I'm just overjoyed that you are sharing with us today. So just wanted to put that out there for all of you who are wondering about that. If you can ground yourself in the next half hour, that would just be fabulous, because this is truly something you do not want to miss. And so, but for now, I want to talk to you about, I'm looking at your bio, and you and I were talking the other day, and I think that the thing that astonished me the most is that I always ask people at the top of the show, did you know when you were 6, when you were 7, when you were 8, you know, most people want to be astronauts or movie stars or Miss America or school teachers or moms or dads or whatever that is, and you knew, right? I mean, you had a gift as a child, but did you know it was your calling in life? I mean, you knew it was a gift, but did you know that would be your future and a gift to humanity?
Yes, I did. I mean, I remember just being a toddler, I could put my hand on an owie and it would feel better. I could see energy around people and trees and animals and see spirits and whatnot, and I just I was fascinated by it. I was afraid of it, but I also knew that this is the work that I'm to be doing. And I didn't know exactly what realm of healing I was going to do, but that I would be doing healing work with people and animals.
That's incredible. And so you grew up around horses. And around many animals. You grew up around all sorts of animals. And is the spirit energy the same? I mean, with animal energy, I always think about pets that I've had and that I feel them or I see them, or even the animals that I have right now. Does the vibration feel the same? And is the healing work the same way to heal a horse or to heal a human?
The vibration is a little bit different. And almost all the same healing techniques that I have used for people, I've also applied on animals, and it's worked really efficiently. There might be certain colors or vibrations or frequencies that need to be a little bit more of a growth level, like a little more grounded types of energy, than I might work with if I am healing a human's emotional body, for example. The energy is a little bit different with animals, and they're usually really, really receptive, super receptive, way more than people are, because they don't have any self-limiting beliefs and chatterbox going the way people do. They're just like, love me, feed me, pet me, heal me, take care of me, and I'll love on you unconditionally. So.
That's I mean, it really is. I look at your bio, and you have done so much, and you continue to give in so many different ways. And so for those that are new to this process, because we have a lot of people that have found this show because they've come from one of our other shows, and so a lot of this is new information. So first, can you share with people who are new to this field what energy healing is or what it looks like?
Okay. Well, there are many, many different types of energy healing modalities out there, especially today compared to 20 years ago. And some of the principles that I apply is we're all energy. So all of our thoughts are energy. Our organs and cells and tissues and bones are energy. And I can see that energy. Like in the Matrix, when Neo was looking at that, the guy with the golden body who was protecting the, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay, so the way Neo could see the golden body, I can see that. I can see people's auras and look even inside of them to see what's going on at a visceral, physical level, like a medical intuitive. And so with energy healing, what we do is we clear out those blocks, like whatever is energetically blocking somebody from being healthy or manifesting something that they want in their life or creating, you know, the love, a loving relationship. Like, I can see what types of things are blocking people from having those things and then clear it out. So I'll spend about 70 to 80% of the time just cleansing away our blocks. And then about 20 to 30% energizing and rebalancing and integrating everything in. So some people use energy healing with their hands. Some people use a crystal. Some people use like a feather or using sage or incense. I mean, there's a lot of different types of modalities out there that are really efficient.
It's amazing because you do, I mean, so many different types of healing. You heal people medically that are having, I know that we've talked about that. I would love to talk about that today. And you work on people's spiritual level, you work on their emotional level, you work on their financial level. And so how does it work? Somebody calls you and they say, I'm stuck or I'm hurt or I'm wounded or I'm scared or I'm sad or I'm, and then you can get them to the other side?
Yes. And oftentimes what they're calling me for is just what's on the surface. What they really need is to go deeper than that. There's a root cause that is creating that dis-ease or creating a block to manifesting something in their life. And so they'll start with what they want to focus on, and then I'll guide them to go deeper than that.
That's incredible. I mean, and can you do that over the phone or over Skype? Or I know there are people that are listening from other countries that are like, gosh, I wish I lived in California or I wish I lived in America. Can they still work with you?
Yes. Yes. I do everything over the phone, but for my international clients, we have done it via Skype or calling in some way. So I only work with people distantly, which means I don't take in-person clients. I don't have them lay out on a massage table and work with them because I don't need that. I can see what's going on no matter what part of the planet they're currently residing in. So it's all done over the phone or via some form of technology to connect.
Do you need the person themselves, or can they call and say, you know, my sister has a knee problem, or my sister, you know, my brother-in-law? Can you do it because somebody is asking you to do it for a relative or someone they love, or should it be the person themselves that you're connecting with, their energy?
That's a good question, and I've done both. The one of the main pieces that helps the process is receptivity. So when somebody calls themselves, that usually means they are pretty receptive and open and willing to be healed. When it's a loved one calling on behalf of another loved one, I still have worked on them as well. But before I say yes, I still tune in to that soul. Like, are they receptive to being healed? Is now a good time to receive this healing? Like, I still honor the souls that are receiving the healing, whether or not they're on the phone with me. So some people have never talked to me, but have received lots of healing, whether it was from their request or that of a loved one. So when I work on kids or animals, for example, I'm not on the phone with them. You know, there's no phone. ET phone home. But so certain clients, they like to hear my prayers and coaching and guidance and intuition. And other people, they just want to sleep and just have me do the work. Like, they trust me, they love me, they know healing is happening, and they just, you know, we set up a time and I do it, and that's it. And then they feel better.
It's such a beautiful process. And I know I've, you know, been witness to your prayers and to your blessings and to the energy that you run and the way that you share your information. And it's so clear and it's so comforting and it's so magnificent, and something inside just resonates truth. But you can actually feel when you're working on somebody the depth. I mean, it actually, it goes so deeply inside of who you are, almost like, you know, submerging in a warm bath. There's something that you're totally relaxing and allowing that. There's a marination in this bathing of beautiful light that's just extraordinary.
Thank you.
So then how did you go from this 8-year-old that put a hand on an owie and said, okay, I'll, you know, make the boo-boo better, to the work you're doing today? Because it's got to be, like, you know, just what an incredible journey and path.
It's been a journey filled with greatness and troubles and challenges and triumphs. So, you know, as a small kid, most people that I talked to did not get me or understand me. Kind of confusing for them. And so I felt a little misunderstood, but I still kept going. Like, I still had a drive to do it. So when I was about 13, I started studying with different healing masters and reading as many metaphysical books, energy healing, alternative healing, holistic healing, and, you know, just studying with mentors and teachers and going. I went on spiritual retreats, you know, as a teenager. I meditated and prayed all the time, usually privately, though, because I wasn't quite ready to be super public with it. But I did have a friend in high school, like the one guy who was kind of a weird guy, but, you know, what most people thought, but he got me, you know. So I hung out with a popular crowd in public, and then privately, he and I would meditate together and do some, like, laying on of hands stuff. And so he was, like, my one little confidant growing up who was my own age. And then I had a lot of mentors and friends who were older, adults, who felt compassion for me and knew that I had some gifts and would try to help me hone those skills. And when I was, let's say, I think I was 20 when I started dreaming of Master Chula Koksui. And I knew he was my teacher. And he is the modern-day founder of Pranic Healing and Arhatic Yoga. And so when I was 21, I realized that he's a real person. This isn't, you know, just a memory of a past life person, but this is a real person in this lifetime, and he has, you know, a healing school. And so I started learning with him. And, I mean, that was already after I had studied a handful of other tools in my teenage years. I found him in Pranic Healing and then started traveling the world with him as much as I could. My mom and I would go and to all of his workshops in the U.S. and then sometimes abroad. And it really honed and developed my skills. And when I was 23, I was invited to be a Pranic Healing instructor, and I did that for 8 years. And, you know, I've just studied.
Early. I mean, it's so young to be a teacher, especially of Pranic Healing. And for those that are listening, can you share what Pranic Healing, I know, but that might be a new term for some people, and I want to make sure that people, you know, are completely with us every step of the way.
Well, prana is another word for energy. So in Chinese medicine and Chinese energy healing, it's called qi. In Japanese, it's called ki, like reiki. And for this, it's prana is just another word for life force, energy. And there's a systematic way of healing people based on what types of ailments they're suffering from. And the emphasis is on cleansing the aura and then energizing and rebalancing. And it's all done using our hand or possibly crystal.
And you were only 23 when you were teaching?
Yep.
I mean, that's like you being an 8-year-old healer, and then you're a 23-year-old pranic mat. I mean, what a remarkable journey, truly. I mean, it's just walking on light and walking on energy and healing people here and healing people there. It's like the old McDonald, only, you know, heal someone here and heal someone there and heal someone everywhere. Just sort of wandering the planet. Making people better. I mean, just amazing. And then when we were talking the other day, now you've even taken it to a more extraordinary level because you're doing something called brain regeneration.
Yes. So I, you know, having done literally thousands of different types of ailments, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, over the years, I felt like I wanted to focus more. And the message that I kept getting was brain regeneration. And what that means is that I can go in and see what parts of the brain are offline, are not functioning properly, might be over activated or under activated, or there's like a missingness or gaps within the brain. And so I'll go and I'll do general healing on the whole body and then go in specifically and work on the brain, because our brain is connected to so many things. It affects the way we sleep, it affects our health, it affects our emotional state. You know, emotions can get all sorts of wonky when our brain is out of whack. It also affects the way we think. So if there's a struggle in life where you're stuck into this circle jerk of a way of thinking, like some people want to make more money, for example. Well, when we do brain regeneration, one of the byproducts is that you get to be a money magnet because we've cleared out some stuff that was affecting your thinking, which will then help you to attract the things that you actually do want in life. You know, it's a shift in focus, too, of creating things that you want versus focusing on what you're afraid of. So I help to release those patterns of thinking about all the things that you're afraid of and shift into confidence, clarity, health, a prosperity consciousness. And it goes and ripples out into many, many, many areas of people's lives. And the great thing with technology nowadays is we can actually measure it. So last summer, I was talking with Dr. Amen, and he was telling me about a Qigong master who was doing energy healing on the brain when he was doing his SPECT scans. And the difference in between the, you know, what the scans were looking like, and it showed that energy healing was working to heal the brain. And so it gave me that idea to also work on getting some physical validation there. So I teamed up with a friend of mine, Anna Powers, who lives in Atlanta. So she does brain mapping and biofeedback in her private practice, and I teamed up with her where she would take all of her clients, well, the ones who wanted it, she would map their brains, so we would get a before picture of what their brain looked like and, like, what levels of functionality were happening in various lobes of the brain. And then I did distant healing on them, 2 to 3 sessions, and then we mapped their brain again. And it would show 30 to 50% improvement in their brain after just a couple of sessions. And this is all kinds of brains. This is like normal brains, like normal people, as well as people with memory problems, with emotional disorders of some sort. My favorite person who I'm actually still working on is this autistic boy who's 15. And I did it in increments of 5 sessions with him. And after the first 5, the parents were saying that there was noticeable improvement in his symptoms. They just kept reducing and reducing. And so we did another 5 and then another 5. And so after 15 sessions, and it even showed up sooner than that, but in between the 10th and the 15th session, there was more eye contact, more emotional stability. I'm not sure how familiar the audience is with the symptoms of autism, but some of the common things are there's a lot of emotional instability, and especially in new environments or around new people. And so all of that was normalizing within this little boy. I can't say his name for privacy purposes, but and what was also showing up is an ability to communicate in a two-way dialogue. So making eye contact, communicating in a two-way dialogue, and being more emotionally stable is huge for a child with autism. And his mom just told me that they went to a Mexican restaurant. And in the past, he would have really poor table manners and sometimes have little fits at the table. And when they went to this restaurant, he was asking his mom, like, okay, so which side of the table or of the plate does the fork go on? And you know, ordering something new and different off the menu, which is also rare because there's usually just a few limited select foods that autistic kids like, and he was ordering new foods off the menu. He shared his food, which is also not normal for him. He shared his food, and was eating with utensils and was really calm and happy. I mean, things like that that we all take for granted, they don't. Like, it's a big deal for families like that. So I'm really overjoyed with this brain regeneration work and how it's helping so many different types of people. You know, it's not just the average people, but it's also children with special needs and people with memory problems. So I get to live my mission.
Oh, my gosh, it's so incredibly beautiful. We have a couple questions here, so I'm going to hang on one second and see. Well, hi, this is Nicole. Welcome to Unlimited Life.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
This is my first time on.
Hi.
Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. Welcome. Did you have a question for Tiffany?
Wow, I mean, she just seems so awesome from a very young age to have those gifts. I also have a child with gifts also.
Uh-huh.
And she can pretty much read your mind, tell you what you did, what you're going to do. She's also left her body and went to other places.
Wow, that's so wonderful, Wanda, that you have the space for her and that you acknowledge that gift. And I think that's so wonderful. And it's so nice to hear your energy here on the show today with us. I'm so glad that you decided to call in. And is there something you wanted to ask or to share? Because I'm so glad we're definitely going to send energy to you and to your daughter. What is your daughter's name?
Emily.
Emily. Well, we definitely know that Emily is an angel here. And do you have a question for us?
Well, a couple of things are possible. The first thing is, I try to get her, you know, to tune in more to her gifts. And I try not to be discouraging because I come from kind of like one of them Baptist Pentecost churches. And all of that was seen as the devil and bad things. So,
well,
I love
you're so open to her. And I love that you love her so much. And I love that you're with us. And I think, you know, Tiffany, you can jump in on this, but, you know, I can, you know, share as well. Because when you're a child with special gifts, and I think both Tiffany and I were both extraordinarily blessed because we had parents that cherished us and accepted our gifts as gifts and sort of honed them and nourished them and cared for them. And through that, we became like peacocks. We became these incredible, you know, we were able to spread our wings and we were able to share our colors, you know, with the moor and with people. And so, you know, so my advice to you would be to do exactly what you're doing, is to recognize that she does have special abilities and that she is extraordinary and how very lucky you are to be her mom and how very lucky she is to be your little girl.
Okay. Do you answer personal questions?
Tiffany?
Just depends on the question. Go ahead and ask me and I can let you know. And also, I want to know, what age is Emily?
She just turned 12 a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. So go ahead with your question.
Well, this is about my love life. Is there anything you can answer, if possible? It's not
a
time. Dear
Wanda. Can I go backwards a step and talk a little bit about Emily first? Okay.
Yes.
So, what I really loved that my parents did, especially my mom, is she did connect me and introduce me to people who could nurture my gift. And there's a process of really owning that, accepting it, working with it. And if you could find people with whom you resonate with and you trust, that would be a great thing to do to help her, you know, tune in more to her gifts. and to let her know that, you know, it's okay that not everybody understands it, but that you love and accept her exactly the way she is.
Well, she gets worried about it sometimes, and she tells me sometimes she wishes she didn't have this gift or she couldn't see things because she's been attacked in the spirit. And I finally got that taken care of. It was to the point where things were jumping into her and making her do things, even attack me.
And it's great, Wanda, I'm going to interrupt you for just a second. It's great, you know, that she has the awareness, and I think that, you know, all kids with a gift, no matter what the gift is, really, really smart kids that spell really well don't want to be really, really smart kids that spell really well. And really, really great athletes don't want to always catch the ball because everybody else that's sitting in the benches doesn't get to play. And,
right.
You know, that's part of growing into the who we are and into our gifts. You know, pretty kids don't want to be so pretty, you know. Like, they want to look like everybody else. And so, you know, so just, you know, letting her know how beautiful and gorgeous and magical that she is. And I totally agree with Tiffany that, you know, finding someone that you trust that can work with her, that can mentor her is such a great thing. And then I am going to let Tiffany answer your relationship question, and then we're going to have Tiffany do a group healing. So, but I'm so glad that you called in with us today. So, Tiffany, the floor is yours.
Okay. So, Wanda, what I'm getting is that your heart is hurting, honey. And it's feeling hurt and betrayed. And in order to attract a new partner, the best thing to do is to work on healing your own heart. And the more you get healed, the better quality of person you're going to attract. Like right now, there's a lot of interference because you've got one foot on the gas saying, I want a man, and on the other hand, you've got one foot on the brake saying, but I'm afraid of getting hurt. And so if you dive into that hurt and welcome it and honor it and accept it, and you can even do that during the group healing that we'll do in a few minutes, that will create a lot more space for you to then get clear on who you want, like what qualities and attributes would be fantastic to have in a partner. But we got to clean you up a little bit first so that you've got the clarity to know what's important to you in a man so that you can attract the things that you do want rather than attracting from a place of hurt. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. But I keep, what's going on is I'm being stalked by somebody, and everywhere I go, he seems to be there following me.
So, you know, Wanda, I think that exactly what Tiffany is saying right now is that when we're doing the group healing today, to really allow yourself, you know, she's remapping the patterns for you, and you might want to call Tiffany, and she's going to give us her information on the show as well, or you can always go to her website, which is www.tiffanycano.com, and her last name is spelled C-A-N-O, and work with her because I know, like I said, I jumped onto the calls the other day, and in one session, in mere seconds, things were shifted and changed. And so you can have that protection for yourself, you can have that strength for yourself, and you can bring in the right people. And she is so magically gifted that way. So I'm so glad that she, you know, called us today, and hang on to your hats and make sure you find somewhere comfortable because I know this group meditation especially is going to really help you today.
Okay. Thank you.
And then please call us back and let us know that you're in love, okay? So,
okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Wow, that was so beautiful, Tiffany. I love that. And, you know, as you talk about the, it's amazing, you know, the work that you do. And I'm so glad that Wanda called. And what a great question if you have a child that has a gift. And it is. I mean, I, you know, I know for myself, when I was a small child, I could always see. And the most amazing thing for me was not that I could see. It was the most amazing thing for me was that other people did it. It just seems so crazy. It seems so odd. And so, you know, I think that the fact that you're directing her to find someone that she trusts to mentor and to work with Emily is such a great, you know, great idea, because certainly having that support and that pathway will just really enhance her gifts and talents and give her the confidence she needs to see them as gifts. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. And I mean, because there are an endless amount, really, of healing practitioners out in the world right now. I mean, every other person I'm meeting is a healer. So it's accessible if people are clear that that's what they want. And because there are so many modalities, you know, find the one that resonates the most, that can develop your skills and gifts in a way that feels comfortable to you. And then as you build your confidence, you know, you may find that you want to attract other tools into your tool belt, or maybe you're satisfied with where you're at now and just keep going with it. I mean, I'm a never-ending student. I take classes all the time. And just as much as I teach, I'm taking, because I want to keep learning and growing and expanding.
Oh, mm-hmm. And I see that in you, and I love that insatiable appetite to learn the more so you could be the more, so you could share the more with the planet and the world. And that's what you do, and that's what makes you so extraordinarily special. And as we talk about the brain mapping, I wanted to talk to you about your classes. And I know that in a minute here we're going to, you know, distill ourselves so we can listen to this beautiful, beautiful journey that you're about to take us on. But, you know, you were talking about the little boy that you did the 5 sessions with him, and what an incredible shift. And then another 5 sessions. And the fact that I love that he was in a restaurant and can order food and can ask questions. And, I mean, amazing, amazing. Everything that you said was so extraordinary. And the other day, I jumped onto a session that was part of 3 calls, correct? They were 3 days, a 3-day brain regeneration. And is there a significance to the 3-day? Because I know you have another one coming up. And so I want to make sure that we have that available to people to be able to experience this incredible journey. And so I would love to know about the 3-day process.
Yes. We did studies, actually, with the brain map. My intuition told me 3 days. So we did a couple that were 3 sessions, and then I thought, well, these are pretty good results. I wonder how the results can be in 2 days. and so we did 2, and that was still showing good results, but not as good as what I personally wanted. And so I found that if there's 3 or more, that it really does make a significant improvement. And with the one that you were on last week, you just showed up for the 3rd day. So it was our last one in the series. And because it was done in a group setting, there's also a tremendous amount of healing energy that happens in that group environment. And so I think there's something magical that can be there for the group healing that are not always there for the individual healing. I mean, with individual, I can go in minute detail and, like, work on people's brains and their bodies and, you know, their entire system, physically and energetically. And in a group healing, I do see individual stuff and I see the group as a whole. And so I work more on the group as a whole because that's who's there. And I love that it's a really good and efficient use of my time, because there's only so many hours in the day that we can do healing. And I was getting so busy and had a backlog of people wanting individual sessions that by offering the group healing and doing it 3 nights in a row fulfilled that need to want to help so many people in a bigger and different way. So
if people cannot... I love that, and I love the fact, as we're talking about the resurrection and this weekend, and I mean, it's such a perfect time to talk about 3 days, you know, the brain regenerating, the remapping, the rebuilding, you know, coming back to life in an entirely different way, and in a brand new way of strength and virility and energy and light and power and graciousness and godliness and all of that. And so you have one coming up in May. It's just in a couple of weeks. So do you still have space for people to join your May class?
I do. It is May 19th, 20th, and 21st. So May 19th through the 21st, 6:45 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. And it's best if people are not driving or operating heavy machinery during that, where they can just sit down or lay down and relax and receive the healing. If for some reason they can't make one of the nights, I'd be happy to give them the recording for that night. But if they can be on it live, that's great too. That's preferred. And by doing it in the three nights, it gives the brain a chance to catch up, because there's a lot of rejiggering that goes on when various light bulbs in the brain. It's like, oh, this neuron is lit up now. Okay, this lobe of the brain is now online. And so that's the other reason why having three or more is significant. It gives the right amount of time and energy to integrate these healthier patterns.
That's fantastic. And so to sign up for May's class, how did they go about doing that?
On my website, tiffanycano.com, there is a tab called for brain regeneration. And I have an early bird special right now. So if you sign up right now, it's $147. Or if you wait till the last minute, it'll be $175. And that pricing is actually a really great deal, because when people pay for individual sessions, it's a lot more. So it's a really good benefit and use of your time and your money to be on the group call. And they can just sign up right there at tiffanycano.com under the brain regeneration, pay the $147, and then I provide the call-in numbers. So all they have to do is dial in, and they're participating. It's that easy.
And it's amazing. I can tell you firsthand, amazing, amazing, amazingly awesome. And so in just a couple minutes here, we are going to allow Tiffany to lead us into the extraordinary. And so I'm going to take one more call, and as we do that, you pull off the road. If you are listening and you are driving, put your dishes down. Your household chores, your writing, whatever it is that you're doing right now, you know, love your pets, kiss them, and find yourself a comfortable place where Tiffany can lead us. And in the meantime, we'll take one more call, and then Tiffany is going to step us into the extraordinary. Well, hi, this
Thank you.
Nicole. Welcome to Unlimited Life.
Hi, how are you ladies doing today? I was listening to your
Wonderful.
Program.
Wonderful. How are you? What is your name?
Pretty good. My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to Unlimited Life. Did you have a question for Tiffany today?
Yes, I do have a question for Tiffany today. I was wondering, do I need a healing? Like the question you're asking, can I ask for like a healing? Do I need a healing within myself, or that's completely different?
Well,
I hope I ain't talking around in circles.
Okay. So, Susan, I would ask you, what would you want to focus on if you did have a healing?
The feeling that I have is that I just really want to like cleanse myself and to be free, really, you know, like a new life, you know, new beginnings, I guess I would be looking for.
Wow, boy,
so,
I'm sorry, I'm going to jump in here. Boy, are you going to be excited by the healing we're about to do?
Okay.
I think we designed today's
program. I'm a little
program.
Nervous. I don't know if you can help me out here.
So the good news is, yes, if you stay on the line, you will be getting a healing. And do people need healing? Well, in my opinion, if we want to have a healthier, happier, easier life filled with clarity, then yes, healing is a fantastic way to help us achieve that. I mean, even me as a healer who can do healing on myself, I also pay other people to do healing on me. Like, it is a way that I get back to myself because I'm up to big things in life. Mm-hmm. I have a mission, right? And so in order for me to be in the best place possible to continue creating a life that I want and positively helping and impacting so many people, I also need healing. And so, you know, Susan, it really depends on what kind of life you want to create for yourself. And
okay, I'm sorry for interrupting, but like today, like yesterday, I was told that I have like so much negativity around me, you can slice me with a knife, you know. And to me, I don't feel like I'm like that, you know. Like, I mean, I come in contact with negativity during the day, who don't, but I don't think like I carry it around with me. And that's what I'm like, if I am and I can't feel it or see it, I mean, how do I go about getting rid of it? I mean, I have crystals. I started collecting crystals. I started meditating. I mean, burning sage. I mean, I don't know if they can see it or I'm coming off to somebody like bad negativity. How do I make myself clear of that? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes. And there's a lot of different tools that you can use to help clear out that negativity. Now, one thing that I noticed when you said that you've got a lot of crystals, to mm-hmm. me, they look energetically dirty. Like, you need to do something to clean your crystals because there's crystals absorb whatever energy they're exposed to, including our stress, our fear, our worry. And mm-hmm. I feel that your crystals need to be cleaned. So right now they're amplifying some funky energy because they're dirty. So you can clean them by setting them out in the sun, burying them in the earth for a little while, soaking them in salt water. Those are some simple things to do to clean your crystals, which will help.
Okay, I was putting them, facing them to a full moon, then that's not good.
That's always good,
It's one tool. Yeah, that's one way. I would mm-hmm. also try these other ones because your crystals are still dirty. And then when you're exposed to some negative environment, can I just give you a clairvoyant observation right now?
Yes, please.
Okay. It looks like when you're exposed to some of those negative people or environments, you're sponging up their stuff.
Okay. I was told that too. That I'm like a psychic sponge. I just suck up, not even realizing I'm doing it. I'm just sucking it up.
Yeah.
And to me, like, how do I get rid of it? Like, wring it out? I try not to, but I take care of my mom, and like my mom, you know, I love her dearly, and I thank God I have her this long, but she's a very negative. Everything is negative, you know. And even when I try to tell her, like, you know, pray, mom, meditate, do this, but the time I leave her home, I'm so angry with myself that I allow myself to be in that environment, but it's so hard because I have to take care of her. You understand?
I want to jump in here for you if I can. I'm sorry, as I'm sharing with you, because I'm so glad you're sharing this, because this is so wonderful for so many of our listeners, and I thank you so much for calling with us today, because we do have people in our life. We have people in our families, like your mom, you know, our spouses, our children, mm-hmm. our colleagues, our coworkers, whatever, that, you know, constantly drain our energy or take our energy. And, you know, if you've ever been to, you know, like to a place where there are dumpsters and stuff like that and garbage, you always see the cranes pick up the garbage and they move it to somewhere else and they place it down. They never eat the garbage. The cranes just pick it up and they actually move it. And as energy workers and healers, that's what we become masters of, is staying clear ourselves, staying like the lighthouse, and shedding light on others. And when we pick up negative energy, we don't take it into our body and our being, but we move it into the light, or we transcend it, or we allow it to become something else, and we change its energy field, and we, you know, allow it to go into space or fill it as a balloon, or we release it, but we don't take it in. We just move it away from where it's at. And so I think it's such a wonderful question. And I think that today's healing is going to just be amazing for you. And I think that it's so important, your question, for so many people. And I know that Tiffany is going to do our healing now, but I would very much encourage you to reach out to her because she's extraordinary. And like you're saying, she can give you the same way that she's telling you that your crystals are dirty, and yes, mm-hmm. it's wonderful to put them in a full moon, but, the, you know, by cleansing them the way that she's sharing will allow you freedom. You won't feel so constricted in that space. And just the same way she was able to do it in milliseconds here, she can really mm-hmm. shift and make incredible changes and free up your life and allow you to have that happiness and joy you're really looking for. So, you know, so I totally encourage you past the show, you know, to reach out to her. But I'm so thrilled that you took the time to call in today and to ask this question, because I think it's an important question for everyone. And I know Tiffany's going to do the healing, but Tiffany, is there anything else you want to share before you reach out and blanket us with love?
Just that creating boundaries and owning our space is a process. And when I was a small kid, I didn't have the boundaries or filters in place. And I also used to sponge up negative people and environments, and so I know what it's like. But I learned how to hold my space and have that boundary in place so that I'm completely aware of what's my energy and what's not my energy, and therefore not take on the things that are not my energy. So that is a process that I could teach you how to do if you wanted to go deeper and wider with it.
Oh, I would love to, yeah.
Great. So, yeah, so Tiffany is going to give us all of her information on the show, and I would be thrilled to have you call back and tell us where you are right now and how bold and brave and strong you are, and that no negative energy can get to you. I look forward to hearing the superhero you, and I thank you so much for our call today, and I look forward to meeting you on Astral Plane here as she leads our guidance. So
Thank you. You're welcome, Susan.
That was great advice, Tiffany. Thank you so much. And so before we begin our brain regeneration, which I love, can you just tell people how they can find you and reach out to you?
Sure. My website is tiffanycano.com, TiffanyCano.com. And it's best to sign in as a guest right there on the homepage. Tell me that you met me on this show, the Unlimited Life Show, because we're already connected. I already know you. You know me. So you can feel free to say that. Like, our friendship is already developed, okay? And if you want to meet me in person, I'm also going to be in Sacramento on May 1st doing a little two-hour workshop on brain regeneration, and June 23rd in Atlanta. So if you feel like you need the face-to-face time, you can meet me at one of those places. Or if you just want to call in for the group healing on May 19th through 21st or have private sessions with me, you know, I'd be happy to schedule some time with you.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for that. And I know people are racing right now. They're saying, you told me to lie down and now I have to go get a pen. No, so sure.
Sorry, guys.
They're like, oh, Nicole. but I have a very talented audience. I'm sure they could do everything all at once. So my friend Dave Ellis has a fabulous word that he uses called napitation. And I love napitate. You can sort of be in a relaxed state and conscious and writing all your ideas and thoughts at the same time. So, so we are all yours, Tiffany.
Okay. So in prep for this group healing, I'd like to know how much time you would like me to spend on this, for starters.
Let's say 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. How's that?
Okay. So for the next 15 to 20 minutes, if you would kindly sit or lay down and close your eyes, relax, transition into a space that has you feel really safe, loved, and receptive. And part of the healing is prayer time. And it's completely and wonderful the way you pray and whatever words you use. So, for example, I'm going to use the word God, and if you have a different name for that, such as universe or great spirit, please feel free to mentally change that in your mind so that you can find the words that resonate with you. And while I'm doing this prayer time and guided meditation and visualization, just let yourself have permission to really be healed and let go of anything that's blocking you from being healthy and happy. I don't have the time to do the brain regeneration work on this group healing, but I am going to do a healing for you as a group, and whatever is your specific intention that you want healing for, whatever area of your life you want healing for, even including brain regeneration, I want you to mentally ask for that right now. Good. And it can be more than one thing, so you don't have to only pick one. You can pick multiple things. And you can even add in others if you forget. So let's go ahead and start with a prayer. And again, use whatever words resonate with you. I'd like to ask the blessings of Supreme God, Divine Mother, Divine Father, Beloved Friend, Partner, and Creator. Take a deep breath. Thank you to all the great, great ones, all the spiritual teachers, spiritual elders, angels, saints, helpers, and guides. Thank you to our higher soul. Thank you for miraculous, merciful, instantaneous healing. Right now. So just breathe, relax, let go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For miraculous, merciful, instantaneous healing. And healing on all levels. I find that the healing process goes much faster when we can have a stronger spiritual connection. And so I would like to guide you through the I Am meditation by Master Choa. And if you just mentally follow along, this would be a great opportunity for you to have a stronger spiritual connection, okay? And when you have that stronger spiritual connection, healing happens much, 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 much faster. Okay? That's why we're doing it. So just mentally repeat, I'm not the body. I'm not the emotions. I'm not the thoughts. Breathe. Nor am I the mind. The mind is only a subtle instrument of the soul. I am the soul. And you don't have to worry if you ask for healing for your body, and we just said you're not your body. We're just affirming that you are the soul. So the healing for your body and your emotions is still going to happen. Okay? Good. I'm going to take another deep breath. We're going to go on to the next part. I am a being of divine light. Divine love. Divine power. Breathe that in. Own that. Claim it. Know it to be true. So feel that light emanating from your entire system. The light within you is shining ever so brightly. And when you say, I'm a being of divine love, I want you to feel your heart. Feel your heart expand and open up. And when I say, I'm a being of divine power, I want you to feel that inner strength, that inner power. Good. I am that. I am. I am connected and one with my higher soul. So with your eyes closed, look up. Picture you connecting with your higher soul. I am connected and one with my higher soul. I am connected and one with the divine spark within me. I am connected to God. I am a child of God and one with God. We are one. We are one. We are one. As a child of God and one with God, I deserve healing, and I accept it at a deep, deep, super deep level. I allow all those prayer requests to be healed right now. I allow my health to improve. I allow my finances to improve, where I'm a money magnet. I allow love in my life. I allow for miraculous, merciful, instantaneous healing right now. Right now. Take a deep breath. I allow all my chakras, meridians, subtle bodies, the physical body to be super cleansed, healed, bright and shiny. Beautiful, healthy, happy. I allow all the weight of the world that I've been carrying, all the old hurt and pain and loss, I acknowledge it. I offer love to it, acceptance, and I release it. It's like leaving that old emotional baggage. It's It's actually taking that luggage, and rather than throwing it away or trying to hide it in some part of your attic or your basement, it's actually taking that luggage and acknowledging it. Hey, I've got some luggage here. Opening it up. Oh, well, some of the stuff in the suitcase is, you know, negative. Some of it is good and wonderful. And just acknowledging all of it. So you're acknowledging the good within you as well as the things that you've perceived to be bad or negative or hurtful or unhealthy. It's all the ways that we've been rejecting ourselves and just inviting it, honoring it, and loving it. And when you can take that suitcase and pull out each piece of clothing or articles of stuff that's in it and just hold it and love it and put it away, it'll help you to reintegrate those parts of you that you may have lost or forgotten about or ignored or been afraid of. This is the perfect safe space for you to just be with it and honor it because it's part of you. So when we can forgive ourselves, when we can forgive other people, and we can honor those experiences, it helps us to be more whole and complete and in alignment. So just breathe it in. Let your light shine. Let the healing happen for you on multiple levels simultaneously right now. You can do it. All it is being willing. That's all you need to do is be willing right now, and the rest is being done for you. If you are willing to allow deep, complete, permanent healing on multiple levels right now, that's exactly what's going to happen. So just let it in. You deserve it. Exactly the way you are. Exactly. I mean that word. Exactly the way you are. You deserve healing. Let it in. Let it happen. Release anything that's old, stale, stagnant, that's no longer working for you, that's no longer serving you. And just honor yourself in the process. Any aches or pains in your body, just honor them because it's a method. We don't necessarily have time to, right now to go into the message, but after this, you may want to consider going to that place in your body where you have some pain or discomfort and asking that part of you, what is the message? What do you need in order to be healed? And it'll tell you, your body will tell you. And it takes practice to develop that skill to listen and to trust it. But you are so worth it. So if you allocate just a few minutes towards that every day, you're going to build a muscle that lets you hear your body and be in alignment with your body second by second by second. You will no longer have the aches and pains. You'll be able to sleep better at night. You'll be able to be healthier, happier, feeling fulfilled, and like you are living your life's purpose with ease. So just take a few more deep breaths. Slowly, deeply. I know part of this healing gave you some food for thought and some homework to do beyond this session. And I want you to know that this healing energy is going to continue. that you will have the healing and the support and the guidance, if you want it, even beyond this session. If you just ask for more healing, it will be given to you. And it's not by me. It's given from God or the universe, if that's the word that works for you. One of the universal laws, okay, is like if you have your hand out in front of you and your palm is open, this tells the universe that you are a yes, that you are a yes to receiving. So if you just put your palms out, face up in front of you, and you pray or meditate or just set the intention to receive healing, you will receive it. If you are receptive, you will receive it. So this can continue to work for you and with you, even beyond this short time that we have together. So I want you to know that, so that you can feel supported by me and by God and all the healing angels and helpers, even beyond this particular time together, okay? And if you need some more personal attention and guidance, just reach out to me and we can work together, okay? So let's just give a prayer of thanks for the healing that's happened, that has happened and is continuing to happen. Thank you, God, for this deep, deep healing on multiple levels, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, etherically, physically, financially, and within all relationships in my life. Thank you so much for the healing. I'm so grateful. And thank you for continuing the healing process. I'm really, really receptive. I want a better life, and I'm ready for it, and I'm willing to do the work, and I'm a yes to healing. I'm a yes to more money. I'm a yes to happiness. I'm a yes to love. I'm a yes. Thank you for continuing the healing process. With tremendous gratitude, respect, and love, we thank you. Amen.
To
take a couple more deep breaths and open your eyes, and you're welcome.
Just amazing. You can just, I mean, it's floating and resonating. It's an energy. Just truly, what an incredible gift that you are. And I love the fact that this opens the doorways that you're saying for the brain regeneration, as well as to healing in so many different levels in our lives, and that you work on all of these different levels. So I so encourage people. I know I don't even need to do that, because people already know that they want to find you and to have healing with you, to have a reading with you, the next steps in their lives, and clearing, as we've listened to today, pathways for ourselves and pathways for our children. Just incredibly beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life, and such an amazing blessing. And even as you were sharing today about the autistic child, or in ways in which if we're losing our memory or we've been in pain, or ways that our bodies and our minds and our spirits and our souls can rebuild and regenerate and revitalize and renew. It's just, it's so magical what you do, and the generosity of you, the way that you share your gift is just golden. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity, because when there's an outlet for our gifts and our expression, it makes the world so much of a better place. And it's really fulfilling to me to be able to provide this for other people. I think I would wither up and die if I didn't have the opportunity to help in the way that I am. So thank you for giving me that space, the sacred space to be me and to help in the way that I can help us.
Of course. And for those of you that are listening to the show right now, if you are listening live and you've had this grand opportunity to feel this energy in such a powerful, powerful way, this week between Passover and Easter, we have so many angels here on our planet. And so I'm sure that you are feeling the assistance right now of the many and the more that are also helping you in this healing process. And so what a grand time to be doing this today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your help.
Lovely, lovely, lovely assistance. And so as we only have a couple of minutes left as we're wrapping up the show, so when do people call you? Do they call you like the woman called today and said, do I need a healing? Do I need to be cleansed? Or do people call you when they're stuck or when they're hitting walls or when they're hurt? Or what is the right time to dial SOS, Tiffany?
Actually, all of those. All of those times. I mean, when we can nip stuff in the bud early, like when someone is feeling off or they're having some emotional troubles and we catch it at an early onset, a lot of times it does not physically manifest in the body. So when you can catch it early, that's ideal. But if for whatever reason you didn't get the warning signals and now the body's sick, well, that's a big wake-up call and a message saying, I need some help, I need some healing. And so that's most definitely a time to pick up the phone. And if there's that part of you that's like, I know I need something, but I'm not sure what it is. If you just come to me from that space, I'll know what it is and be able to help you discover what that is for yourself.
Just remarkable.
Yeah.
Well, it's such an honor and such a privilege. And I know since we, you know, are running out of time here, but we do have some questions here. So the pets. So if your pet is sick, if your pet is hurt, if your pet is just all of a sudden misbehaving or looking kind of sad or down, then you can work with someone's pets over the phone. As well as babies and infants and children, as you're saying, that they can't get on the phone, but still somebody can call and say, my baby won't stop crying. Can you help me, right?
Yes. And it's also for maintenance. That means there's nothing major going on in your life, but you want to have that tune-up so that you can stay in your best self. Like, I love working with people who don't necessarily have anything major going on wrong with them physically or psychologically. It's just to help them stay at the top of their game and have them, you know, living a really great, big, happy life, you know, playing big.
Wow.
This is good stuff.
Truly remarkable. Thank you so much for being with us today. And if you pick up your phone and just send a text to 55678, simple, just send a text to 55678, and the message is Nicole, you can get a podcast right in your phone of today's show and of any of our archive broadcasts. And so it's so wonderful if today's meditation really touched you in a profound way, as it did for me. And you might want to hear this over and over again. I was just thinking, wouldn't it be lovely every day to hear Tiffany's voice and to start the day with yes, yes, yes to everything, yes to all the good, yes to all the... And if you would like to hear that, you can just carry it around on your phone and play it. And as you were walking, as you were driving, as you were starting your day, hear Tiffany saying, yes, yes. Put your palms up.
You know, I've done experiments with the whole yes thing where I just, for when I was struggling with something in life, you know, sometimes when it rains, it pours, and I was in one of those spaces. And so I just decided I'm focusing on the wrong thing. I'm focusing on the things that are going, you know, badly. So let me change my focus to yes to the universe. And I just started repeating yes, 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 like all day long. Yes, yes, yes. and all of a sudden my life just like, bam, it just turned around. And it was fast. It was super fast because I was a yes to the universe. I was a yes to God. I was a yes to healing. I was yes to more money. You know, I was yes to love. And it showed up.
Fabulous. Okay, well, yes, we loved having you today. Yes, you're extraordinary. Yes, you are magical. Yes, you are magnificent. Yes, you're an angelic being. With yes, you are gifted and talented, amazing things. And yes, we love this show. So thank you, Tiffany, for being with us today. www.tiffanykano.com, C-A-N-O. And just amazing information, and the brain regeneration course is coming up in May. Just gift yourself 3 magical days or work privately with Tiffany, but truly, wouldn't it be wonderful just to say yes to life and yes to everything? And if that yes is just simply reaching out to Tiffany, what a magical gift during this holiday week, time of miracles and magic and light and wonder and God, and knowing all of the joy and all of the magi and all of the what we understand to be heaven on earth here on this planet. So, Tiffany, thank you for being with us today, and we so look forward to having you back.
Thank you. And if they sign in as a guest on my website, I'd be happy to schedule a free consultation for them. So like a little 10 to 20 minute get to know one another and see what you're up to in life and if I'm the right person to help you. And if I'm not, I'll let you know that and guide you somewhere else.
Well,
that's a pretty risk-free gift that I'd be happy to give to everybody.
Thank you, Tiffany. You are a gem. You're an angel. So we adore you. We love you. Happy Easter to you and to all of you out there. This is Nicole Brandon wishing you an unlimited life, and may all your wishes and dreams come true.